Moonpaw, Starbob, Catkin, Thistle, and Seawood climbed back into Salamandastra's east side, throwing the sacks of dandelions, apples, berries, and roots ahead of them. Sapwood helped each one in as they clambered through an unblocked window hole. Seawood and Thistle came last, cautioning the sergeant.
"Careful with those two sacks. There's 6 canteens of fresh water there, Sap."
Sapwood chuckled, patting their backs.
"Bless your ears, mates. Where'd you come by all this lot?"
Thistle nudged him in the ribs and gave a broad wink.
"Fancy asking a long patrol hare a question like that, Sergeant. Did you never have to survive off the land on a long scout?"
Sapwood began blocking the window hole up.
"Course I did. Silly old me. Hey, Seawood, the diversion worked a treat. You should have seen Earthstripe. His nibs was like a little bunny on holiday, roaring and a-shouting. By the fur, the boss gave those vermins a not old time and no mistake."
One back paw, a leg, and a large area of Farrago's back were painful areas of blistered flesh. He lay stretched on a rock in the dawn light, biting on his knife handle to stop himself crying out. Sick-ear dabbed seawater gently on the injured weasel, backing off a few paces every time the assassin winced.
"Water from the sea is all we've got, master. It smarts, but it cures. We used it for all injuries when I was sea-ratting."
Klitsch was enjoying the whole thing hugely. He leaned down close to his father's face as he mocked him.
"Ah, then. Did the naughty badger roast your bottom, O ruler of all the southwest and leader of the corpse-makers? Never mind, then. You leave it to young wet-behind-the-ears, Klitsch. I'll take charge for a while."
Farrago arched his back in agony as the seawater trickled onto it. Sweat beaded on his lips and nose as he gritted around the dagger blade at his grunting son.
"Oh, yes. And what's your brilliant plan, you little toad?"
Klitsch took one of the daggers from his father's discarded belt and tapped the point against his teeth pensively.
Plan. I'm not quite sure yet. But it doesn't involve getting 30 soldiers boiled to death by hot water. But don't you fret your dear old grey head. I'll think of something."
"You bring me the head of that badger, or I'll..."
Farrago struggled to rise, but fell back, snarling.
"You'll what?"
Klitsch patted the assassin's back, none too gently.
"You're not in a position to do anything. Give me until nightfall, and I'll guarantee I'll have a foolproof plan. One that will make this horde realize they've been led by the wrong weasel for many seasons now."
Forgrin the fox emptied a sling bag onto the rocks beside his friend Raptail the rat.
"There you are, mate. Whelks, limpets and a few mussels. They'll taste better than hard crust and roots."
Raptail smashed open a mussel with a stone and ate the contents ravenously.
"Couldn't you find no fish?"
Forgrin scooped a limpet out of its shell into his mouth.
"You get them shellfish down here and thank your lucky stars we're still alive, Reptile. It's a good job we was only at the entrance to that tunnel, or we'd be lying scalded dead by now."
"'Twas a stupid plan, a cracked idea, the old thing."
Raptail chewed with difficulty on a rubbery whelk.
"Migru says that young Klitsch has taken over. What do you think of him?"
The fox spat on a rock and began sharpening his sword.
"Think? We're not here to think, mate. According to His Majesty Farrago, we're just here to take orders. But between you and me and the seashore, I think the time's ripe for Farrago to go."
The rat scratched his nose and stared at the fox.
"Go?
Aye, go, matey. He's down and injured. Now's the time to slip a blade across his weaselly throat. See what I mean?"
Raptail gouged at a tooth crevice with a grimy claw, realization dawning on him.
"Yeah, maybe you're right. Farrago couldn't give orders with a slit gizzard, that's for sure. See tonight when it's nice and dark. He'll be sleeping deep then, eh?"
Forgrin tested the edge of his sword on a whelk he had disgorged.
"We'll make sure he sleeps deeper than ever. Tonight!"